Le i-podcast ilethwa kuwe yi-ICT4D.at futhi ikhuthazwe yi-Farm Radio.
Hello listeners, this is Podcast Farm, How to Podcast, we need to say podcast, Wenzanjani e-podcast, the show where we dive into all things podcasting. And I'm your host, Kudzai, joined by my co-host, Tlingy.
Hi Kudzi, hi everybody.
And we've got Godfrey, our producer as well.
Boop, 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 boop. We live, baby, we live.
Yeah, so we are live today, and in today's episode, we're going to tackle podcast structure and podcast personas. What are they and how to find yours? I'm super excited to get into this topic.
Yeah.
But before getting into personas, let's briefly discuss podcast structure.
Ukulungisa i-podcast yakho kubalulekile ekuhleleni la ku-engagement yakho. So qala ngesingeniso esifitshane, usho igama le-podcast yakho, igama lakho, futhi unikeze umbono omfitshane wokuqukethwe isiqephu salelo langa. Setha i-tone futhi unikeze abalaleli i-sense yokuthi yini okufanele bekulindele.
So it's very important to just set the tone so people know what to expect. And also, the structure is very important for your organization and engagement. You know, if you're concise with your introduction and stating your podcast name and providing that overview, people really know what's going on. So I guess in general, introductions are very important, and I'm really glad you covered that. But what comes after introduction?
Right. Ngemva kwesingeniso, qhubekela engxenyeni yokuvula. Ingxenye yokuqala yesiqephu iba le segment yokuvula engatshintshiyo ukuze usethe istage. Lokhu sokungaba yi-catchphrase, kumbe i-update ephangisayo, kumbe inzwisa isihloko sakho.
Okay, so after the introduction, we get into that, what you said, the opening segment, which sets the stage.
Yeah.
And this could be a quick quick update or catchphrase or just general teaser for the main topic. I love this. I love the structure. We're putting it together. So what comes afterwards? So I guess the next is the main content, right?
Lapho i-podcast yakho isiba labalaleli. Cabanga ukwenza isiqephu sabalaleli bakho nje. Uphendula imibuzo kumbe ama-comments. Lokhu kulungisa ubudlelwano lokuzwa beyimuli abalaleli bakho. Nxa uzaba lezi ngcitshi zolwazi ku-podcast yakho, hlela isikhathi sakho kahle. Ethula izethekeli zakho, utsho futhi ukuthi baqakatheke ngani kungxoxo yalelo langa.
Okay, so that was a lot of good stuff that you just covered. The main content is the core of our episode, so it's important to break down the topic into organized segments. And you mentioned using storytelling, examples, statistics, or interviews to basically increase engagement. And you also mentioned giving like interesting like segments, like giving listener feedback, addressing listener feedback and questions and comments. I really like that because this definitely creates a community and connection with those listening in to the episodes and the podcasts. So when we get to the halfway point of a podcast, like what should we look to do?
Njengoba ufika kubala lwangaphakathi, qala ukusebenzela ukugoqa kwakho. Finqa ama main points akho. Utho obekuqakathekile kakhulu kungxoxo yakho. Bacele njalo abalaleli ukuthi benze okuvumelana lomsebenzi wakho, njengokusubscriber, kumbe ukwenza ama ratings, ama reviews, kumbe ukwethekela iwebsite yakho, le landing page yakho. Lokhu kunika indawo eyodwa yokuthi abalaleli bakho bethole umsebenzi wakho wonke.
Okay, so past the halfway point, this is when you really want to start wrapping up and summarizing your main points and key takeaways. And I like what you mentioned about call to action. You see it so much when you like watch YouTube videos and people are saying, don't forget to like and subscribe, right?
Yeah.
No, you want to be people to rate your podcast and leave reviews and check out your website, which is so good because websites are great for marketing. I really like that idea. And then how do we close the podcast?
Ingxenye yakho yokuvala kayifanane ingajinji malanga onke ukuze uqinise i-podcast yakho. Banike inzwisa futhi ngoza khuluma ngakho ku-episode ezayo ukuze behlale belangathelela abalaleli bakho. Kuma outro lama intro, bonga abalaleli bakho, banike ama social media handles akho, i-website yakho, lokunye abaza kusebenzisa ukuxhumana lawe. Khumbula, lo umbono engikunika wona indlela nje yokukunika impikisha yokukwenza. Usungenza noma yini okufunayo lokuthakazelayo okuvumelana lobuntu bepodcast yakho.
So, if you guys have been following our podcast, which I hope you have, you notice we've done some of the things that Clingy mentioned, like wrapping up the episodes by reinforcing our podcast brand and teasing the next episode. But she also mentions, you know, sharing social media handles, website information, and just general communication for the audience. But yeah, you should customize it to your personal content and style.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back soon to continue with our discussion.
Okay, so you mentioned personas. I'm really excited to talk about this. Tell me about them.
Right. Uma sisisho ipersona maqondana le podcast yakho, sisho izinto ezimbili. Okokuqala, ama podcast akho angumuntu ezimele wodwa kanye lo muntu wakho okulaleleyo.
That's interesting. So I didn't know listeners also have a persona. That's really interesting to talk about. So you mentioned the podcast persona and the listener persona. Let's start talking about the podcast persona. Tell me about that.
Balawo ama persona gaya abalaleli bakho. Sikhuluma ke nge podcast persona. Cabangela abantu abahlukahlukeneyo abalalele i-podcast yakho. Khetha i-podcast esingabafundisa labo bantu izifundo ezithile. I-podcast interview based elezethekeli ezilobungcitshi kumbe i-podcast elezindaba kumbe inganekwane ezilandisa indaba ezimnandi ngezindlela ezixilileyo. Usukhetha ke ukuthi wena ufuna i-podcast enjani.
Okay, so basically we're talking about the style of the podcast. You mentioned having an educational podcast, which is like teaching. That's kind of the persona. If you're doing something educational or interview based podcast featuring guests and experts, or even storytelling podcasts, that's really, really interesting. And it sounds like a lot of fun to think about and get into. So would you say we have more of a conversational style persona?
Laganjani kaya. I podcast yengxoxo yenza ama host abe lengxoxo ezidonsa wonke olaleleyo. Ingxoxo ezidynamic kundaba esihlukahlukeneyo. Nxa uthanda indaba zakulezi insuku, i-podcast yakho isinganikeza indaba zamanje kubalaleli le-analysis egxilileyo. Usungenza futhi i-podcast ye-drama, kumbe inganekwane ye-science, kumbe inganekwane nje, izinto ezithusayo, lokunye nje okuningi-ningi.
So, podcast, so, I mean, you agree that our podcast is definitely like conversational because that involves hosts engaging in casual and dynamic discussions on various subjects such as we are doing right now. But podcasts can also offer updates and in-depth analysis, and you can also explore fictional podcasting and you mix in genres like drama and science and just whatever else you're in the mood for. So you also mentioned audience personas. Tell me about those.
Lawa ngama representations kumbe okumele abalaleli bakho obahlosileyo. Ukudala ipersona kunceda ukuthi uzwisise ngcono abalaleli bakho. Uzwisise ukuthi benza njani, bangobani, lokuthi bafuna ukuzwana. Lokhu kuyakuncedisa ukuhlela okukhuluma ku-podcast yakho, lokuthi uyidingisa njani udumo esikuthi marketing.
Okay, so these are representations of I guess the target audience. And I like what you mentioned, how crafting these personas for your audience helps you understand their preferences, their behaviors, their needs, and this can guide the content that we create. So it's like getting like insights into the people that are listening. But then how do you gather this information?
Alright, so qala nge research, the identification. Thola ulwazi ngama surveys lemibono ye social media lama statistics ukuze uzwisise abalaleli bakho olabo lozaba labo nanzelela abalaleli bakho okuhambelanayo kibo ukuhlukanise ngama demographics kumbe ukuthi bathandani lokuthi bazibamba njani nxa ulungisa iprofile yabalaleli bakho khangela iminyaka yabo ukuthi bayini benzani empilweni bathanda ukwenza ngesikhathi sabo bathanda ukwenzani ngesikhathi sabo sokuphumula bakhangelane lani lokuthi bafunani bona inkangelelo yabalaleli bakho itone ukuthi bathanda ama interview na kumbe bathanda inganekwane kumbe okufundisayo yini noma konke lokho kuhlangene.
So it's all about starting with research and identification and collecting data through surveys, social media insights to understand basically like who could be listening to your podcast.
Yeah.
And then you want to segment this through like demographics, people's interests and their behaviors and create a listener profile with details like age, gender, occupation and stuff. And I like that you mentioned like this stuff would help you know what audiences prefer, like whether they like interviews, storytelling, or educational content, or maybe even a mix of all of these things.
Yeah.
So basically, you have to imagine the type of listener you have based on data.
Yes. Ngaphezu kwalokho, dinga okulalelwa ngumlaleli wakho lakuthandayo, ama platforms awasebenzisayo. Lokuthi balalela kanganani ama podcast balalela besendleleni na yokuya endlini kumbe bephumula endlini kumbe beku gym bezilolonga sebenzisa lokhu ukwenza ipersona yabalaleli bakho.
So you want to basically tailor your podcast to these personas and like even figure out things like what platforms they use and how they consume the podcast, whether it's during commutes or they prefer things like shorter episodes during workouts, things like that. Just very, 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 very good insights, guys. I hope this is like hitting as much as it's hitting for me. So with all this information, I feel like now would be a good time to talk about marketing your podcast. What do you have to say about this?
Yenza imilayezo yokumaketha kumbe ukudumisa i-podcast yakho eqondiswe kumuntu lo muntu. Khangela ukuthi batshona ngapi, besenzani ebulenjini, baku social media na kumbe kwamanye ama podcast. Lokhu kungenza amathuba akho okudonsa abalaleli ube labanye abasha.
So you really want to attract and retain some of your listeners. And you can do this by identifying where they spend time on online, like whether social media or even forums like Reddit and stuff. And then have targeted marketing messages for those personas.
Yeah.
This is like really, really good, guys. I'm like nerding out right now. Is there anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
Sengathi mina ukudala i-podcast persona kukuvumela ukuthi uxhumane nabalaleli bakho ezingeni elijulileyo futhi ulungise okokwenza kwakho okuhlangana labo. Kuqakathekile kakhulu ukubuyela uye-updatha i-persona profile yakho lapho i-podcast yakho ikhula labantu abakulalelayo besiba baningi.
Oh wow, I think that's a word right there, guys. You have to regularly visit and update your personas as your podcast evolves because your audience is going to grow as well because of that. But creating a podcast persona allows you to connect with the audience on a deeper level and tailor your contents to meet their preferences. This is such an awesome episode. I learned so much. And I hope you guys did as well. But for now, that's a wrap for today's episode. Remember that the learning doesn't stop here. Give us a like, tell a friend about us, and join us for our next episode.
Yep.
Where we'll be discussing audio material and mastering.
Yeah.
Until then, this has been Podcast Farms, How to Podcast, Need to Say Podcast, Wednesday Johnny E Podcast. Thank you so much and have a good day.
Bye.
inaendeshwa na AfriBoards.